Now, we have a complex sugya. Sugya begins on Amarabu. Zor Kele Meroshagag. Wacha Vashibro Bamaka Potter. One thing. First name of the Rabbah. Omarabha, Zorakeli Mirosh Agag. The attack of Karmel Ksosos. Rachav Silka, Potter. Omarabha, another statement. Omarabha. Zorakhtinik Mirosh Agag. Okay. But the second half, what Rabbi says, "Ba'ach bo shor v'kilu b'karnav," talk to Rabbi Yishuv, "Lo shor Rabbi Yochem b'brukoi Rabbo Rabbona." Okay. Then we go on to Amar Rabbi other statements. The question is a very fundamental question going to the sugi. Is this one hamshich or independent statements of Rabbi? That is the problem that we'll see Rishonim faced. And they faced it in a very direct way. Number one. I'll tell you a story that happened with my grandfather, and you'll see why it's Korovitz. My grandfather was in Warsaw. He developed an pneumonia. And his lungs were filling with fluid. And it's very dangerous, you know. So the doctors wanted to puncture his lungs to draw the fluid out of the lungs. My grandfather didn't want to allow it. He had a why? We learned in the Kuvos Hareya is a trefa and a cow. We'll see as we go on the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, whether treifus and an animal and treifus and rodom are the same din of treifa and rodom. Number one. Number two. I had a question. Is making someone a treifa in aveir v'tzicha or not making aveir v'tzicha? Yad Ramah says it is. We'll see what other Rishonim say. So therefore, telling the doctor to do it is telling him to do an Averis Ratzicha Tzihari Vayavu. He was very mesupet. My grandmother was a little upset with her husband. The super lamdas. At that point, his brother Briskarov, he was in Warsaw. Briskarov then was in Otwotsk, which is an hour train ride. And my mother was a teenage girl at the time, so she sent my mother a little note to the Briskarov. She said, "Please come to Warsaw immediately. I think you have to discuss the whole issue with your brother." They came, they were discussing the whole issue. Motorosa. So the thing passed. They didn't have to do it. What goes into defining what is an Issur Ratzicha when you chayav Misa, etc.? This is now the Ramban takes for granted that it's one Hemshech. Ramban taking that for granted says, we're defining what is a Maaseh Ratzicha, and we're defining what is a Maaseh Mazik. Let's recall, Ramban says the Machayev of Mazik is a Maaseh Mazik. Not a Mazik, it's high bonus. And it's either Yedei Maaseh or Yedei Gufo. In case he has a Sar Shalayo, It's gufo ha-masik. It's either maisa ha-masik or gufo ha-masik. Okay. And the Rambam makes, and says the sugya is one hemshich. It makes an equation. That's hanocha number one the Rambam makes. And we'll see, and gives him, now, Rambam was faced with a problem in understanding the sugya. How could you have the sugya, the Yud Zayin of a base, where the Gemara brings in a Yud Zayin of a base, Rabba, for another problem? We have a loch of Tzroros. Tzroros is Kocha. And in a difference with an animal, there's mazik, b'kofo or b'gufo. Kocho is throws. Throws gufo, that's machlok tushan. So what's the case? The case is, there's a keli. The animal kicks the keli, bumps into a wall. And Rava says, a shy the boss of meikor aslin, a boss of tov amon aslin. Kormir Azlina means he kicked it. Gufa was a top of Mon Azlina. Idea the koach of that hit the wall. And the word brings in Rabba of Zorakele Merosh Hagak. Then the Gemara wants to, it says, well, doesn't say what Rabba held. Bosa made Kor Azlina, Bosa top of Mon Azlina. Rashi takes that for granted. Okay, I need something to drink.
Cool.
You're just the salt's on my desk. Okay. Rashi takes for granted one thing, that Bosom made Korah's linen, so it's gufa. Bosom Tova Mona's linen, it's kocho, it's sroros. Because Rashi defines sroros as kocho. Gemara then goes on, Hoya mechatan b'chevel d'li. Have a pail, and the chicken pecking, and it falls down, and the chicken then pushes the keli against the wall. And Gemara then has a question. The Gemara says, "Dotsa minei omenei," which Rashi interprets, he pushed it into the wall. It's not kocho at all. That's a Rashi. Okay. The Rif Paskin, "Dotsa minei omenei." Thank you. That means, when the Gemara says, Gotsu Minei Minei, the Gemara seems to be saying, what does the Gemara want? Why does the Gemara want to prove one side of Rabba from this? The Gemara says, there is no proof of Rabba. Straightening out the Psak of the Rif, what are the Rifatsa Mei Korazlin, Bosa Tobamonazlin? And if it is Bosa Mei Korazlin, why do we need it was a Tova Maslinen. So what's Rabbi talking about on Chavavah Mepes? Comes along the Ramban. This is a problem of faced those who shown him who worked with the Rif. Comes along the Ramban. Ramban says like this. Rabbi holds Bosa Tova Mon Aslin. So therefore, Bosa Tova Mon Aslin, if I kick the thing, it's Soros. So I have to, what do I have to do? I have to slam it into the wall. Bosa Tova Mon Aslin. So that's the Rif. Why is Rabba Bosa Tova Mon Aslin? Now let's just read what he says. Be careful with the words. Very careful. The rabbi was so, Rishon is never going to be chayev. Or not? He says, lo amar Rishon chayev. He said, he died to the bottom of the cross. I should have said Harishon Chayev. He says, what is he saying? He's saying, Bosa Meikor Aslina means he did a full Maisa Masik by himself. That if I do A and there's inevitable consequence that something's going to happen, that's all part of my Maisa. I did a Maisa Masik. I didn't damage it. Damage when flying into the wall. But by my kicking it, that's a full Maisa Masik. I'm Rabbi Chaya. He says, But in all cases, the Sheni will be so. Kevin told to Shema Ein Lo Domim. Where did he get this idea, Ein Lo Domim? He says, of course, if the first one did the full Maisa Masik, so then it's a Keli Shova. It's a broken Keli. But even if I say about sofas, then I'm going to say that. Where did he pick this up? It's a black and white Gemara. He's going to say it later on. What does the Gemara say? Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Ba ach shor v'kivu kana pluk to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Osher Rabbat Tanya Pidyon Avshut May Nizik Shmuel. Oh, so that means if you say Dmei Nizik, so he's not worth anything. Comes along the Ramban, says the same thing about a Kelim. Ramban has one Hemshech. So if I say that Mei Koras Linen, okay, so before it's a full Maisa Ritzicha. But even if I say, well, so Faslinen, and it was not a full Maisa Ritzicha, it's a Ritzicha comprised of two separate Maisen. But there's no Dmei Nisik. So it's no Dmei Nisik, there's no Dmei Kelim. Right. And he has a black and white Gemara to support this. That once the Maisa Mazik has begun, there's no Dhamma. I'm going to sue you the Rabbah, the Zorik Tinuk, the Talmud, the Zorik Potel, the Rakum, the Hashani, the Imbashov, the Imbodim, the Rumination, Kiv Misaso, both in Koraz, the Chayim, the Rakum. Why? Because what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara says it depends on Rabbi Yudabim Seva. Rabbi Yudabim Seva says, I have 10 people, bang, 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 bang. If I have 10 people, bang, 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 I have 10 Rotschim, So it's a multiple Maiser Ritzichas. And the question is, are you chai if 10 people are participating in the Ritzicha? Who 10 people are going to chai if one person's chai and no one's chai? But if I say, may Koras, and not 10 people, is one Maiser Ritzicha by the person who did it. And then he says, otherwise I lose my comparison. Because according to him, it's one Maiser Ritzicha. It's one Sugya. And he says more than that. Now he's coming to a very key thing in what he says. It's not, what is he saying? He's saying a very simple thing here. And we'll see in the Gemara Sanhedrin. If there's been an entire Maaser Ritzicha, not he has no domim. There's no Ritzicha. You can't kill a dead man. Once you have a full Maaser Ritzicha, that means I consider the person a Gavra Ketila. We're going to see this concept in a second. What is a Gavra Ketila? I'm killing a guy for Katilo. I'm not going to be chayav. So no care of misasa. Lo hashav eskila. Lo habayla b'mashal unkofa. When are we give a skila to a shor? If a shor does something for which an adam is a rotzeach. But and then the owner of the shore pays kofa. Rabbi Kirmi Sadhusiva Hamits probably says Sheikh Farmace. Oh, why? Now he says Minyan Sororos. Oh, Minyan Sororos. What's a Mekoro Az? Got it. Kushava Khoshiva. Where's the Litzvaros? Mekora Asa. Mugami. Kushava Khoshiva. Yoko Khadzora Karago Harago. Was that Vashani Ben Bishop Ben Bonham Ponto de Vako? In Toma, what did he say? He says, no. I made a comparison. I made a Hemshech. Between Mazik and Rotzeach. And I'm proving Ein Lo Domin has no money from Rotzeach. Because the Gemara says to me, yes. And I learned it out from what, and my whole Mahalach is based on what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira saying. It's one, it's a multiple Rotzlim, it's a multiple Mazik. My whole, because I built my whole binyan on a very simple thing. A hemshech of the sugyas. Yom Tov. If he was in Botzim Mikra, Lav Kameitz Chashmir. He's not dead. Well, no one says he's dead. He's not Matam Mibamashim. And his wife is still an Eshus Ish. Okay. Bekei Yashani Poto, Al Kochem, Yashani Vodoma, Hold the soul from the Yishova, Shod Nishpat. He says, but wait a second. What did the Gemara say? Ain't lo domim. Got me money. We see from the Gemara that if he's gonna die, we don't give it any value. And we shall need for it. He tabs down for the taste of both of himself, not me, Paul. Shall ain't lo domim. Because I'm a little rabbon, and I'm with my nizik partner. Because what's my car asset? The moon love Kishon Hashim, what's the sofas? Shane Pont, Shane Kelly is a dump, up in Shadai Lodish, but the Moshe was out. What is he saying? The way I learn it, with one continuum in the Sukkah, the whole Sukkah falls very smoothly. And I made an equation. You may say, I don't like the equation, but the Sukkah flows very nicely with the equation. So, Patula, Devi Aromed, May Nisig, Alamishum, the Bosom, May Koras, and Mot Milk, Tola Shiny. He says, well, see, there's a whole difference. As far as Mormon Ein Chanami, Ein Hadas, no motive is there. Elikam Meoshek El Sav. He says, I say it Minasvora. Not only the text supports it, my whole Svora. Don't make it such a chiluk. This is how he dealt with the entire issue. Now, what is the Gemara? Let's take a look in the Gemara on Sanhedrin. I've gone a little slowly, A, because it's complicated, so you B. I'm slowly getting better, but Roshan hit me with this. Bronchitis. Where it says this, let's take a look. Tana Rabbonim, he called a servant, a yodim, a servant, a makul, sumeis. Name him basachas, be bezachas, a ptuli. You remember, say, Roma, bezachas, a rachel chayim, a shakiris, misosa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei mikro echo dorsh. Ishki yaki kol nefesh odim. Rabbonim, sabri kol adik, kol nefesh. One person, you can have one rotzeach. I have to do the entire thing myself. So that means, if you have two people who push someone out a window and he falls and he dies, one person can do the whole thing. One person has to do the entire rotzeach t'chayim nisa. One person has to do the entire thing himself. The Rambam says so. Kol nefesh kol duhu, even part of a nefesh. Amar Rava. Now here, if we're going to understand all the different shittas we've shown him, we'll have to see the Hamshel Gemara and the Tosos. Amar Rava. How come Modim Mahorig said Trefish who Ponto? I kill someone who's a Trefish Ponto. Now here you have a very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas, the definition of a Trefish. In the Rambam Hilchos would say Hashmeis Nefesh, and the Rambam Hilchos Shechita. Says like this. Or is it pray for Afisha Ocho and shows to Mahavich and Shukhavis and Potter? And then Odom. Call Odom Bechetz Kishon, and everyone is presumed to be with. Bahorgo Neragachi Voda Bavada, she said pray for. Vyomru Harofim, what is it? She Makazu Anglo Tower. This wound has no remedy. But Adam, or the human being, not a human being, will buy yomets and he will die from this. I have a wound which will definitely kill me unless something comes in between. And the Rofim have to say it, and it's contemporary medical knowledge, Ato, now. The fact that they're working in a laboratory to develop doesn't do anything. No. Now, when the Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita, what is a treifa? It says very differently. Yudches Treifus Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. This definition Treif not Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's a medical decision. He says like this in Perek Yud Hilchos Shechita. Ve'ein l'holtz avol treifas eilu klal. Do not add anything into this list of treifas. Shekol shiya ora l'behema o la'of o chayo la'of chutz me'eil shemonu chach me'adoros harishon v'inskim aleim what they did be Yisrael. This is Am Torah. Efshe shetichya. It's possible to live. Vafilu no dava hamidach rufua she'ain sofa lichios. If contemporary medicine says it cannot live, Amasora says it can live. Okay, so it's not a treifa. Cholelu shemonu v'onu she'ain treifa. What about the opposite case? What we say is a treifa. Right now, it will not kill. What is he saying? He says this list of treifas includes everything that a wound from which a person, which an animal definitely died. There's some things in this list that are not necessarily it'll die. So if something outside the list, so we know it might live. So the end of the list, don't be, no, doesn't say everything in the list. That's the rabbi. Now we move off to Ritzicha. And he says that depends totally and completely on contemporary medical knowledge. What now medicine says he will definitely die from this, that's a treifa.
Even if it's not included in the...
Yeah, nothing to do. And nothing to do. Nothing. He too. It depends totally on doctors. And ato. What now? What doctors say today.
But it needs to be a makro. Back in Yitzchak
Shmuel's Nefesh,
or illness as well.
He says Makkah.
Makkah.
Let's say there's something else. Let's say a person has leukemia, has lymphoma, leukemia. Very deadly. It's not a Makkah. It's a disease of his blood. What? Not a Makkah. A treifa has to be a mako. Okay, now. So Rambam says, what is hahor of a treifa? A person is a mako from which he will witch. And then it can be Be'eshavayim, Be'eodom, whatever it is. Any mako from which he will definitely die, he's a treifa. So let's say a boulder slams me on the head and cracks my skull and I'm bleeding there. And doctor says nothing to do. He's a treifa. He's a treifa. That's not going to be a ghost that's being the autumn. That's a treifa.
So he kuvas or bnei adam when it's ghosts be the adam and not a treifa.
Why? Because the Gemara says rov goes to similar mesa. It's not, there's nothing at, when number 10 takes over, he's not definitely going to die. Let's continue reading. So that's how the Rambam. Tosa says a different. Tosa says something else. Tosa says there's an equation between, we'll see the Tosa's insights on that. The Tosa says there's an equation between Behemoth and Adam. we get learn what is a trefa there. And a trefa is vada yomos, and a ghost says bidei odom bidei shemayim, rov ghost is lamisa. So while they both say that it's a makor, trefa is vada yomos, and ghost is rov ghost is lamisa, how they define trefa is different. That is, if a boulder fell on me and it goes to the shemayim and it caused the wound, according to the Rambam, not vada yomos, according to Tosa, not vada yomos. No human being did anything. Or machat chisimonim. According to both, Gosis trefa is vadayomos. So, what is the reason for difference between Hako Asura B'nei Odom and Goset Spidei Shammai? One is very simple. I can have only one Rotzeach. I can't have 10 Rotzeach. So if a boulder fell on a person and then someone finished it off, it is one Rotzeach. If someone hit him and then someone else finished him off, it's two rotzchem. This is the Gemara. And if it's a hemshich, so what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says a very simple thing. If I say meikara aslinen, there's only one rotzeach. They know two. The only reason you can get two rotzchem is bosamo. That means if I have one Merkur Aslina, the inevitable consequence is all part of my mice. So I did an entire Ratzicha. I did an entire Ratzicha and only killed someone once. But if Batsatov one Aslina, I didn't do the tire. It's a number of mice in there. It's like Hakoros Sobin Eodom. So then I understand the comparison. He's going with an absolute equation. According to the Ramban, the sugi goes smoothly. There's a lot of chedushim in the sugi. That once a maisa mazik has begun, the thing has no value. Where did the Ramban put it? Maybe it does. There's still some objective value. No. I saw it from the Gemara of the Main Isaac. The Gemara says, so black and white. That's how the Ramban goes through this. Now, what will the Ramban will? Will the Ramban agree? Now, what is the big chiddush of the Yad Ramban? I'll show you. I'll be shown. There's a Tosin Gittin that seems to say a black and white, but the Maram changes the gifts of it. He finds it a little. We'll see whether Tosin and Baba Kama and Sanhedrin say the same thing. So, but it seems with the Ram. But what is the Yad Ramah saying? Putting someone into a matzav of Vada Yomos, making him a gavra ketila, that itself is ritzich. Ramban agrees. Me kor aslin, I did it. Basa tova mon aslin, it's multiple different, my mice. So, exactly. And the Ramban paskins, basa tova mon aslin. That means, no, my mice is your zorek. So, Takara Sura B'nai Adam. No.
Just to clarify, in the Ramban, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira itself, if we said Basar Mekaras Linen, we still, even still, the first one would not be Chayiv, we'd still be Pater.
I don't know. It would be Chayiv. He says so.
And how does Rava learn? Has Rava learned the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira?
He called us. He's not talking about Zorik Tidik Mehoshe Kai. He called us Zorik Bnei Oren. Bang, 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 bang. There's no more about to make America. To make her was, I incorporate into what I did the inevitable consequence. And no one ever, he called the first person who hit is not an inevitable consequence. And we'll get more in detail on Tosis, how Tosis understands it. No. They're inevitable consequences. Say a little louder, Rabbi.
But then it wasn't the
Gosis B'Adam,
if it isn't.
Gosis B'Adam means there are a number of Rotzchim. The Ritzicha is by a number of different people. And that is, what is the Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira? You have a number of Rotzchim. Everyone agreed you can't have 10 people Chayim Misa for Ritzicha. That's all. The question is, no one's Chayim Misa, or the one who finishes off?
The Gemara is applying Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Rabbanan to Zorak Tinik as well.
That's in Rabbah. That question is that according to Mandel Ma, Bosse Mekoraz, Bosse Tova Monaz? The Gemara applies it to Rabbah and Chama. But now, if you take a look in Tosis, take a look in the Rambam. Where is the Rambam Paskins? Bosa Mekar Aslin. This is how the Ramban looked at the sugya. Rambam Paskins, Bosa Mekar Aslin. And because of that, what does he say? He says very simple. Botsamekar Aslinen means that I have a number, and therefore, when Rabba holds Botsamekar Aslinen, Rabba Paskins Rabba, and he passes Botsamekar Aslinen, Rabba just flips it around. Botsamekar Aslinen means, yes, my Maisa was not ultimately the one that Masik, but I have a number of different Masikim. It's like, even though I did not do the Ritzicha, I have a number of people who did the Ritzichas. That's fine. Wonderful. And so on that end, but he just flips the whole thing around. He says, no steer here. I were to do with the Gemara and Yod Zayin, no, I have a whole different pshat that's not even Tzoros. Kosamine means that he, no, it's, that nothing to do with Tzoros. And he, just like the Rashi, he redefines Tzoros. Okay. Gets out of that problem. But now I have a problem. The Rambam apostle is supposed to make Karaslin, and he disagrees totally with Zorakeli Merosh. Now, what does he do with Zorakeli Merosh Agag? What is Zorakeli Merosh? Let's see what he says, Zorakeli Merosh Agag. Zorakeli Merosh Agag. Says the Sheni's Potter. I would have said I would have said maybe Sheni's Chayev. Why would I may have said the Sheni? Goren. Where's the Rambam coming from in Goren? Well, a little, he says, if I have two people do a Maisa Hezek, then each one is Chayev. Each one is Chayev. What? Zorek Keli, Loyatacht of Karim Uksasos. And then one pulls it out. So who did the Maisa Hezek both together? Ram says, that's Garmi. Garmi says, I don't have any individual did a Maisa Hezek. It's a joint Maisa Hezek. You have a joint Maisa Hezek. We say each one's Chayev, the whole thing. And if you can't be Mechayev one, the other one's Chayev. He says, no, I cannot be Mechayev the second one here, because he did a, it was a Keli, he's not a Gorim, he didn't do a Maisa Hezek, because it was already a Keli Shavur. That means, Eino Chanami, I have two separate, there's a Maisa Hezek done by two people, but the second one is Potter. Why? Because it's a Keli Shavur. Ain't no dumb. In a case of called Tart of Karma Sosos, it's not a Keli Shavur. It's going to fall on a pillow. And therefore the Rama is going to end up being Mechayev to Zorek. Very clear. That's purple. But then we turn around. The Rambam did us a wonderful favor. He doesn't call the halacha Zorek Tina Meir Shadak. Well, Zorek Tina Meir Shadak. So what are we talking about? Zorek Tina Meir Shadak, according to the Rambam. So, Uba Achav Kibla Mosayev. What does Rabbi says? What does Rabbi say? The Rosh Hashanah Baruch of a Kibbutz Sayyid, so to be able to say Rabbi. What is it? Rabbi's a Vimeikara. So there are multiple Rotschim. So what does he say? Meikara says, he agrees, does he agree with Ramban in the definition? Question is, how does he define Meikara? And how does he define Basatova Monas Lina? If he says everything is incorporated in the first, it says, but the Gemara does say it's comparable. Rabba is saying, what does Rabba say? What does Rabba hold according to the Ramban? Rabba holds Basatova Meikara's Lina. Rabbi holds Bosomei Koraz Linen. So this is what? And if he holds Bosomei Koraz Linen, so therefore, each one is a participant. It's Hikara Asura B'nei Adam. It's Hikara Asura B'nei
Adam. If Rama would hold that Nezikin and Nutzicha are the same, so then the first one should be Chai.
The first one should be, but not.
By Zarek Tina.
Why?
If we hold that Zerah Keli is Chayev, and we can, if we would compare it to
the no. There are two reasons. Wait a second. Let us now back up for a second. Let us back up for a second. Zerah Keli v'hoyu tacht of Karam uksosos. So I have, let's say, put it, Zora Keli Vahoya Tacht of Karim Uksasos. Okay? And there's a Masalek. So both are Chayev. Why? Garmi. What does Garmi mean? There are two people who did a Maisa Hezek. Each one by himself did not do a Maisa Hezek. So joint Maisa Hezek. That's Garmi. Makabahim Yeshamina means I take an axe and chop. I go and I hit the cow with it. Okay? That Bagarmi is two people do it together. When two people do it together, that's a garmi. And when two people do it together, zekulo hazekikova, zekulo hazekikova. That's mas. Now, what happens in Zohar Kedim Mirosh Hagak, Ubracha v'shibro b'makal, is what it, why is the set? The question is as follows. The Rambam doesn't tell us what about the Zorek, is he chayev or not chayev? He doesn't say. He says, Hasheni Potter. That's all. Why would I be mechayev the Shein? And why is he Potter? It's a Keli Shavur. But I could be mechayev the Shein. But the question is, as follows. He says, don't tell me Gorim. Why would I say Gorim? Gorim is when two people do it jointly. So, L'chorah, the Rambam is saying it's a joint thing. If I say Meikara, it's joint. And therefore, I did a Maisa Mazik on the Zorek on this. And then, if two people join Maisa Mazik, if I can part the one, the other one has the full chiyuv, and otherwise I split it 50-50. So maybe if that's what the Rambam is telling me, that he says, don't tell me it's a goring. Why would I say it's a goring? Because then it is a goring, but it's a kiddush over. So really what he's saying is, what the Ramban says about Tov Amona, I say about Meikara. That's in essence what he's saying. So I say Meikara. And now, when I get to Ritzicha, Zoraktina, what would be Zoraktina Merosh Hagag, V'hoyetacht of Korah Muxosos? That is a Masalek. Okay.
First of Gemara. Okay.
What?
Zara says is this the Tris Biyada, the Sile.
Tris Biyada.
Potter.
First one didn't do a Meisr at Sile.
Even if it's the same person.
Yeah. No Sile Meisr.
And like that, there's special need.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to see that. We'll see. It's Potter. Get to the case I mentioned. Sitting and learning with my Rebbe Zichron Lebrocha. So neighbors came out with throwing the baseball. What happened? There were two kids playing ball, throwing baseball back and forth. And the one who was catching, one of them got angry at the one who was throwing, and he threw it and said, I'm angry at you, I just walked away. And then the ball went flying into a window. Who has to pay? Anyone has to pay? Both have to pay? One has to. He threw it, the guy was standing there with his glove. And then he didn't like the way he threw it, so afterwards he just walked away and went through a window. Saying, oh, my Rebbe is in front of Rachim, the neighbors came up to him. Who has to pay for the window? We'll get to that child at the end. So if I take the Rambam that the Zorek of the Keli is Chayiv, so what does the Rambam say? So then the Rambam also can learn it as a Hemshech. Yeah. So what is it? The two Rots. What two Rots?
The Rambam never says that the first one is a Keli.
He never says so.
If it's a Klishova, maybe he's an independent.
Okay. Wait. So Elamai. So I have two separate Pshatim now. I can say no. I do a Maisa with an inevitable cause of damage. I'm a Gorim. I don't have to be Mitzurif to anybody else. That means I throw something down and smash. Two independent Maisa. So the first one's not a Maisa? My pants make her. Meikara has it. He's certainly a mazik. The second one, he says, what bothers me is as follows. He could have said simply, nothing to do with Goring. He throws in a voluntary suggestion of Goring. Then I said, wait one second. Where's that voluntary suggestion of Goring coming from? From the Rambam of Karim Uksosos. Okay, think through the Rambam three. Now prepare the Tosas and we'll finish off. Prepare the Tosas in as follows in Sanhedrin. Tosas Yudom and Beis here. Rashi Yudom and Beis here. You know what it is? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know what it means. We'll see what the Gemara does with it on your Amid Beis. And we'll finish. And that's Hashem, the Sukkot tomorrow. Took a little longer.